These photographs by Jacques-Philippe Poteau belonged to Darwin. They were part of a set of photos produced in the anthropological laboratory of the Natural History Museum in Paris. They show a North African and a Hindu from Bombay, seen frontally and in profile as examples of racial types. But the images aren't entirely impersonal. Jane Munro.
What's interesting is that when you turn them over, they have a label issued by the laboratory which tells you more about the person. It tells you their occupation, in one case a cook. It tells you what their name is, and it tells you what his age was. So that you have a study of a type, but you also very clearly have a study of an individual.
This kind of photograph was very popular in the mid-19th century. But how do they fit in to Darwin's wider theories? Diana Donald.
There was a fascination with the other, with the non-European peoples. And actually this relates in an interesting way to evolutionary notions. If man had evolved from apes, had all human beings evolved to the same extent? In the age of Victorian imperialism, it was widely believed that people of European stock had developed to be more intelligent, culturally more developed than any of the non-European races. So that racial theory and evolutionary theory went hand in hand in a way which to us is rather distressing.
Darwin's position, however, as on many questions, was rather more subtle than that of his contemporaries.
He remarked when he was mentioning these photographs in The Descent of Man that really the differences between races were rather superficial, that without the element of colour, that the face of an African could easily be mistaken for that of a European, or vice versa. And actually Darwin believed that all human beings came from a common stock. We all have a common ancestor. He was a lifelong opponent of slavery, and I think that his beliefs about race are very important there.